Turn with me, please, in your Bible to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, the Old Testament scriptures. And our text for tonight is found in that chapter. Proverbs chapter 14. And the verse for this evening is verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I want this evening to bring you a gospel challenge from a very sad incident that took place just a few weeks ago. I refer to the 39 people that were found dead in the refrigerated trailer in England. It has hit the headlines. It has made the news. It has been talked about throughout the country and far beyond the United Kingdom. I understand that they've made arrests in Belgium and even arrested two in Vietnam. So it is something that has been to the fore, and it's something I believe that we need to consider for various reasons. Now, I read to you this evening from Luke chapter 13, and you might ask, well, why read there? Well, if you followed the reading, you will see that the Lord Jesus Christ makes two references to incidents that were talked about throughout the land. The Galileans, whose blood was mingled with their sacrifices. It was all the news. The Lord Jesus said, you think that those Galileans were really sinful people because they suffered those things? He says, no. But he warned them. He says, you need to learn from this, that you need to repent or you'll perish. He refers also to the tower in Jerusalem, the tower in Siloam that fell. We don't know, we don't have any word or reason why it fell, but it fell and there was 18 people killed at one fell swoop. Lord Jesus Christ said to his hearers, you think because those people suffered that they were sinners above everybody else? It wasn't the case. He says, no. But he says, you need to learn from that. Except you repent, you will likewise perish. We can go to Mr. Spurgeon and refer to times when he preached on notable incidents that took place during the time of his ministry. Other notable preachers have done likewise. And I would like us to think about that incident concerning those 39 people that were found dead in the refrigerated trailer. Taking for our text tonight the verse before us in the book of Proverbs, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I want you to notice in the first instance the desire. There is a way. There is a way that seems right unto a man. Some years ago I came across, I'm talking about offers for holidays and cruises, but some years ago I came across a very good offer to the land of Cuba. It's a place I've never been to. And my wife and myself went there. It wasn't a bit inspiring as you come down into a dusty old airport, but when we got out to the place where we were staying, it was idyllic. It was brochure stuff. And then Cuba, the government only allowed people, they allowed them to go to university and be taught, but they didn't allow them to follow careers. They could only do, if you trained as a doctor, you could only go and be a doctor for a few years. They didn't allow you to progress from that. And as a result, in the place where we stayed, the lovely place, there were very highly qualified people. And they were working as waiters and chefs. There was doctors even working in the kitchen of this place. It was called Coco Cayo. It was reclaimed from swamp land just beside the sea. And you had all that you wanted there. It was a lovely place. But I can remember speaking to some of the men that worked there. Where do you come from? Well, we wouldn't tell them it was Ireland. I mean, I'm not ashamed to be Irish, but I'm Northern Irish. And the Welshman will tell you he's not ashamed to be Welsh. The Scotsman will tell you the same. But we told him we're from the United Kingdom. We were British. And he said, I want to go there. And he spoke of it in glowing terms as if it was heaven, so to speak. As if it was the place he really should be. And that was many years ago. I don't know how many years it was, but it was some while ago. You see, there was a yearning in the heart that, well, I want more. I don't have enough here. I want more. And of course, that happens all over the world. And they know the United Kingdom, of course, is a soft touch. You'll go there, and even if you're found to be in illegally, in all likelihood you'll get well enough looked after, you might get the possibility of staying, and you'll have a better life, or so they think. But I'm just pointing out that no matter where you go in the world, should it be Cuba, should it be Vietnam, should it be China, where some of those people came from, there's an emptiness within the heart. There's something they desire, and they feel that desire can be met if they come to the United Kingdom. Of course, there's many people in the United Kingdom, and they have plenty and to spare, and there's still that emptiness in the heart. Folks, no matter where you are, no matter where you're from, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no man, there's no woman, there's no one exempt. There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And no matter what you have, there's this discontentment within the heart that the things of the world cannot fill. The old hymn puts it, now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love, there's life, there's lasting joy. Lord Jesus found in thee. And this is the way that these people thought, we'll get to the United Kingdom. They desired a better life. But look also at our text, and you'll see there's not only a desire, there's a deception. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. It seems right. And hard deceived these folks were. Many, many others have been likewise deceived. I have a Romanian in the prison in McGilligan. He comes every Sunday to the service. He's called Felician Gheorghe. He just likes to be called John. He's a very affable character, but he tells me that the Romanies got him. That's what we call gypsies. And they got him in to here, and they forced him to work, and he had to pay them and everything else. Of course, he was able to eventually get free from them. But there's many people have been promised a great life. And those people and that trailer were promised a better life. We have read about the young girl and her parents in Vietnam have told us that they came and said, this is a safe way. There'll be no problem. We'll get them there. And of course, you've read about the young girl taking her mobile phone and actually texting her parents from inside the van saying, I can't breathe. Finding it hard to breathe and telling her mother that she loved her. And that was her last words by text to her mother. Deceived into thinking the way they were going was going to lead to a better life. The devil is a deceiver. Oh, he'll promise you everything. He'll tell you you don't need to go to church. You don't need to be saved. You can enjoy yourself. There's everything out there for you. And you'll find happiness and fulfillment and joy and peace. But the Bible calls him the deceiver. He's not only the destroyer, but he's the deceiver. Think about those people as they struggled to breathe in that trailer. They knew they were deceived. They realized that what they were told was wrong. They perished in the trailer. So much for the promises of those who were paid many thousands of pounds in our money to bring them here. Not only is there deception, but look at their destination. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof. They were looking for a new beginning. They were going to a place that they thought they would have a new life. That's what the father of the young 26-year-old Vietnamese girl said. They wanted her to have a better life. They were looking for, expecting, anticipating something much better than they had experienced hitherto. And it was their undoing. It was their undoing. They were looking for a beginning, but they met their end. They They never anticipated that they would die in the course of that journey. They never expected that they would perish on their travels. But they did. They did. And of course, that's the work of the devil. He makes his fair promises. He promises you everything, but only delivers death and destruction. Notice the words, the end thereof. And folks, you might think that, well, that would never happen to me and I've got years to live, but you don't know when your end will be. And I don't know when my end will be. Talking about the prison tonight, and some years ago, it was in the mid-80s, there was a big fella from Glasgow. He was a UVF man, and he came to the services. And he really enjoyed the services. And he told his wife was from Belfast, big girl from the Donegal Road that worked in the city hospital. He told her, they're great, the services are great. Big Davy McNaught was his name. One day, Saturday afternoon, Davy had got his tea and went out with the other prisoners into the yard of his particular block to kick about a football. It's in the summertime, it's in the June time. And he went out like a light. Just fell to the ground. Unannounced, unexpected, unwanted, no doubt. He met his end. Just like these people. They never expected to find themselves in the predicament that they were in. The Bible, in another place, says, oh, that you would be wise and consider your latter end. We have the desire. We have the deception. We have the destination. They went to their end. We have their death. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What a sad and terrible circumstance. Apparently, they were beating at the inside of the trailer and shouting for help, but no one heard them, or at least they didn't want to hear them, so it seems. What a terrible circumstance. What desperate disappointment there must have been in the hearts of those folks, expecting better things, but, as it were, waking up in eternity. And the Lord alone knows where those people are. This very moment, they're still in existence. They may be dead as far as this world's concerned. They may have breathed their last breath. Place that knew them knows them no more forever as far as this world is concerned. But those folks are still in existence. Their existence is as real as you and mine. And how they must be cursing those that deceived them and led them possibly folks, let me encourage you this morning to think about these things. You could lay your head down on the pillow tonight and never arise alive from your bed. You don't have any monopoly on life. I don't have any monopoly on life. You don't know what lies ahead of you. I don't know what lies ahead of me. During the month of April this year, we were in Portadown at the memorial service for the Reverend Ken Elliott. My wife and I were coming home. We called in with Mrs. Elliott to see her after the service, and we spent some time, and then we headed homeward. And it's a route that we take all the time if we're in that part of the country, down to Moira and up to the airport. And as we were heading toward the airport, it was 20 to 11, a beautiful night, beautiful spring evening, good for driving. My wife was driving and I was sitting looking at my phone, as expecting a call from someone. And I heard her saying, "What does that nit think he's doing?" There was a whole line of traffic coming down. Four planes had come in fairly near each other, and as you'll know, the road was very busy. And a boy, as my wife had thought, had pulled out to see if he could pass, but never pulled in. It was a businessman from Belfast who had glanced. He had glanced at his Google Maps. I don't know whether it was a mobile or whether it was a fixed sat-nav. And he'd come right out. And one moment, we were driving along the road. Beautiful night. The next, it was mayhem. Smoke reeking from the cars. Our car was a write-off. My wife had to be cut out of the car. I think the door of his car was 10 foot down the road. There's another lady in the lay-by, her car was hit. It was mayhem. Just all of a sudden. And folks, it's a mercy that we walked away. There'd been people in lesser accidents. We're not around to tell you about them. We didn't expect it. We didn't anticipate it. But it happened. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Those 39 individuals never expected what they experienced. Oh, is it not the better part of wisdom to get right with God and to get ready for heaven? Your soul is so, so precious that, as we pointed out this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself to save your soul. The Lord shall provide himself a lamb for an offering. Why was he there on the cross? Why was he nailed to the tree? Why did he shed his blood? Thus, while his death my sin displays in all its blackest hue, such is the mystery of grace. It seals my pardon to you. God loves you. Christ died for you. He's willing. He's ready. He's waiting this very evening to save your soul. Whosoever that means you shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end
thereof are the ways of death.
May the Lord bless his word to your heart this evening.